B'tachon for life, Shir 1250, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Chukas. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lila Nishmas Malka, Bas Yisrael Gershon, whose yahrzeit is on Shabbos. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send her an Ilui Neshama, and she should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We are discussing the level of tikva, and the Ramchal writes how tikva influences many areas of our lives, but specifically tefillah, because it clears the ear, so to speak, and it allows us to reach directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we wanted to add a thought, an interesting thought that elaborates on the point of the Ramchal. If you look around, the world is becoming much more secular. You know, it used to be that religious symbols were very common. People saw religious symbols of other religions all over the place. And perhaps it made us feel uncomfortable seeing symbols of other religions so blatant, so open. But as the world becomes more secular and more secular, we're seeing less and less demonstrations of religion in public. Even on what the Goyim call their holidays, there's very minimal mention of their religion, of what they believe in. And to us, maybe it's more comfortable. We don't see many symbols. It's easier for us to live as a Yid. But we have to understand that really, it's much, much worse. Because when they forget about the fact that there's a religion, about the fact that there's a creator, and the world comes closer and closer to atheism and secularism, it's a threat to our beliefs as a Yid in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And let's understand this. The Ramchal is telling us something very important. The reason why when we have tikva, it enhances our tefillah, is because when we believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we live our lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we dismiss the doctor's view, the shadchan's view, or anybody else's view, we are clearing the ear, we are removing the hester panim. The reason why tefillah does not go up is because there's a hester panim. The Ribbono Shel Olam's existence is not clear. He hides his face. And any aveira or anything else that's the opposite of Gilui Panim, that's the opposite of Shechina, it prevents tefillah from going to Shemayim. That's the fact. When we strengthen our bitachon, when we work on our tikva, or any other level of bitachon, we are opening up the ear to the Hashra'as HaShechina. We are beginning to live with the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that opens the pipe, like the Ramchal writes, and that allows our tefillah to go up to Shemayim. And we have to think about that. The fact that there are less religious symbols around, does that increase Gilui Kvod Shemayim? Or does that minimize a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's a different religion? Think about that. If someone sees another religious guy, does that increase our realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or decrease it? Think about it. We'll Be'ezra Hashem continue.